You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mudin. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist here in New York City. I maintain a private practice I have for years. I have clients locally as well as all over the country, some even international. If you'd like to make an appointment, 212-779-1744. You could leave your message there. To email me with topics of interest, questions that you'd like to hear me answer, topics or controversies that you would like me to weigh in on, as is the name of this podcast, Layla Weighs In, you may do so at questions@drhoffman.net. That's questions@drhoffman.net. I've actually got a question here from Sandy. Sandy writes, I listened to Layla podcast on irritable bowel syndrome. And it was mentioned, you mentioned botanical supplements along with diet changes. Here, what botanicals would be good? Or the dosage would appreciate this information. Thank you, Sandy, for your question. Yeah. The diet, to the extent, first of all, how low in carbohydrate do we have to go? It depends on how systemic is the candida problem. Is it going all the way to skin where it's eczema, rashes, itching? That type of candida, that type of yeast overgrowth is pretty systemic. We might have to go lower. In the case of irritable bowel only, I don't mean to say only, IBS is enough of a condition to deal with, right? But it depends on what is happening in terms of, is the IBS primarily diarrhea? Is it primarily constipation? Is it alternating between the two? That would suggest the type of probiotic or any types of fiber. And with regard to botanicals, again, we have to know how systemic is it? What are the most troubling symptoms? What symptoms are there? Are there any? Maybe it's an on-again, off-again eczema rash. Maybe it's an on-again, off-again full-blown vaginal yeast infection for a woman. Or maybe it's not feeling so great on rainy days or itching inside the ears. That happens often. And sometimes it's just tweaks in diet, or I typically add botanicals along with that. That might be something like a caprylic acid. It might be olive leaf or oil of oregano. Often these are enough as an adjunct to the diet, right? Particularly stronger probiotic, which may be more helpful, whether it's a Dr. O'Hara's essential formula. It might be biocidin, which we start slowly with a drop. And these are the botanicals we're talking about, and increase it slowly up to 10 drops a day for a period of time. The other thing to note is the person already taking nystatin therapy with their doctor or Nizoral? Often these are potent enough and don't require more botanicals, but some do. Another thing, another particular supplement I like is candibactin. And again, it depends. It's very, very personalized, Sandy, the extent to which the patient or the client is experiencing symptoms, how troubling they are. Candibactin AR, candibactin BR, either a combination of both, if it's really, really full-blown, or one or the other. And it also goes with the client's tolerance. I couldn't give you doses here on podcast. We're not performing assessments here on podcast, as much as I would like to give more general recommendations. But listen, you could always pick up these botanicals, and especially if you're already following a Candida diet, and follow the bottle instructions and see how that works for you. These botanicals are not meant to be taken forever and ever. Some people think that they'll just take these botanicals and continue on a high carbohydrate, high sugar diet. That is not the way to go. You know, I've heard people say, oh, I ate all this and I really ate a lot of cake and now I'm taking more Lipitor, you know, for as an example. Because we know that sugars and a lot of carbohydrates will adversely impact cholesterol and triglycerides. That was just an aside about that. You don't want to take more of the supplement to defend against poor eating habits. The thing to do is to change your eating habits. No human is meant to be eating the standard American diet as we know it today. We're eating so many carbohydrates, and especially in the last 200 to 300 years, more so at any time in all of human history. It was merely 11,000 years ago, the introduction of grains. And even then, you know, it wasn't so much flour mill and cane sugar, coconut sugar, agave, name it, all of it. These are all processed and refined and will all cause yeast overgrowth. Hey, but what else causes yeast overgrowth? Plenty of things, not just your diet. Maybe you took a round of antibiotics, right? Oftentimes with antibiotics, and Sandy, coming back to your question, it may be enough that you take a probiotic like Saccharomyces boulardii to kind of complement or to defend against all the good bacteria that antibiotic is wiping out, right? Taking antibiotic for a serious infection. You want to take Saccharomyces boulardii. You want to take it kind of away from your antibiotic or any other probiotic that you may be taking. You want to take it at least 2 hours away from the antibiotic. It's a good idea. It's just a good idea as a rule of thumb. And you may want to continue taking that probiotic for a month, 6 weeks, 2 to 3 months maybe, right? To reinoculate your microbiome. Because antibiotics, we know, do an excellent job of wiping out the bad bacteria, as they should. That's why doctors employ them, write prescriptions for them. But they're also wiping out the good bacteria, and when that good bacteria is gone, opportunistic bacteria such as Candida can grow. And remember, Candida also contributes to a leaky gut. And what does a leaky gut cause? A whole myriad of things, autoimmune conditions, food allergies. But yeast overgrowth contributes to a whole lot of things. It could be joint pain. Yes, joint pain. It could be asthma. It could be sinusitis. For women, a yeast overgrowth, a Candida overgrowth can contribute to PMS. But Sandy, maybe it's not just a matter of botanicals. If yeast overgrowth is causing some PMS, yeah, the diet helps. some botanicals may help, but there are other things to explore with PMS, like not enough B vitamins, magnesium, maybe P5P, L-theanine, something like that. It's not just a matter of vaginal yeast infections with yeast overgrowth. There's also vulvodynia, which is like a burning of the vulva, or recurrent urinary tract infections. Sometimes that is related to candida. Other times we see it's related more to E. coli infection. Endometriosis may be caused or exacerbated by candida. Painful intercourse called dyspareunia, right? Infertility, if you're infertile. I see, however, most cases of infertility being caused by metabolic abnormalities in women, such as some metabolic syndrome, which can then cause or open the door to polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, or some people call it PCOS, PCOS. But then other conditions related to yeast overgrowth, again, eczema, psoriasis as well. Psoriasis, however, more is autoimmunity. But listen, it still helps to go lower on carbohydrate. So if there is any residual candida, you're not, you know, making it hard for the psoriasis to abate, to go into remission. Chronic hives can be caused by excess candida. Hey, you know that SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, which is more about the small intestine. Candida typically is residing in the large intestine, the bowel, right? But some of that may back up. Those microbes may back up and cause some SIBO. And certainly irritable bowel syndrome may be a result of, together, SIBO as well as a candida overgrowth in the large bowel. Acne may be a result of yeast, but having more to do with too many carbohydrates and sugars that feed that acne propionate bacteria. Colitis, GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, right? If you have GERD or acid reflux, it may be that there is some candida involvement. Chronic ear infections. I just talked to you about the itchy ears. But if you're also getting, you know, an infection in your ear canal, that could be a problem, right? Crohn's disease, which is also part of inflammatory bowel disease, which is autoimmune. Prostatitis, for you gentlemen out there, an inflammation of the prostate. Lupus, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, myasthenia gravis. These are four autoimmune conditions. And we know any precursor to any autoimmune condition is a leaky gut. And what is often the precursor to a leaky gut? A candida overgrowth. And why do we have candida overgrowth? It's a result of a poor diet. It could be due to medications like antibiotics. It could be due to stress. It could be due to other medications you're currently taking, which are causing a problem, contributing to a leaky gut. Stress, poor lifestyle, use of NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, like aspirin. Are you on aspirin therapy? Yeah, that could cause a leaky gut and cause other downstream effects, right? But ibuprofen, Advil, naproxen sodium, brand name Aleve. You know, these are the drugs. Tylenol is not an NSAID. And people who are avoiding NSAIDs are taking Tylenol. But hey, you want to be careful with Tylenol, which is acetaminophen, because that could be really hard on the liver. You don't want to take Tylenol for your hangover after overindulging in alcohol. That's more stress on your liver. Other things contributed to by candida overgrowth, ADHD. I think a lot of ADHD is overdiagnosed. Misdiagnosed. Sometimes folks are just overdoing caffeine and sugar and chocolate and energy drinks and, whoa, ADHD. Hey, I can trigger some ADD in myself. If I'm having more than 3 cups of high-test coffee, I will notice it because I will be reading the same paragraph over and over in a book, in a journal, in a newspaper, in an article. Right? Too much caffeine. Which really begs the question, why is the pharmaceutical so-called fix for ADD taking amphetamines, taking speed, like Vyvanse, Adderall, Concerta? Wow. I actually have a current patient who was sickened by so much Adderall, literally made her physically sick. She was diagnosed with ADHD at age 10. Things that are exacerbated by cancer to overgrowth, autism, which may explain why those with autism are often helped by a low sugar, gluten-free, dairy-free, for starters, cleaning up the gut. And depression, a yeast overgrowth can contribute to depression. When your microbiome is not well due to candida overgrowth, remember, the gut is the ancient brain, the gut-brain axis that we so clearly know about, right? Or recent years in the research, the gut-brain axis, that feeling in the gut, and again, ultimately irritable bowel syndrome. So for those of you, if you have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, Saccharomyces boulardii is not, you know, you've heard of the brand Florastor, but I don't like the ingredients in that. So Saccharomyces boulardii would not be the one to take because Saccharomyces is typically meant for an IBS, which is more diarrhea predominant, not constipation. Those of you who are taking Saccharomyces and are constipated, stop, right? You know you've had enough Saccharomyces if now move to constipation, unless you've started eating your food allergy foods again. I have many clients who, when they restart eating gluten or just wheat, not gluten like barley or rye or triticale, spelt, all of those, you know, who start to have constipation issues. Their digestion, their bowel literally becomes sluggish. That's what they report to me. You know, it kind of sits like a brick. Saccharomyces is not what you want to be taking. You may want to be doing something else. You want to first get back off the gluten, get back off the wheat. And if there is candida overgrowth, if you have a return in your IBS symptoms, if you have a return in your chronic hives or eczema, right? If you have anal itching inside your ears, if you have rosacea, you know, the redness around nose, cheeks, facial rash, that is a hallmark of rosacea. The antidote is a low-carb diet, is a candida diet. A candida diet is a low-carb, sugar-free diet. And we're not replacing the sugars with lower glycemic monk fruit, with lower glycemic agave. We're not doing that. It's still feeding the candida. And why do you want to be miserable, continuing to crave sugar? If you would just give it up cold turkey and let that work for you, it may take a few days, it may take a few weeks, but hang in there. That craving will diminish. It'll be gone. Right? And then when you start to eat something sweet by accident, or if it was offered to you because the holidays are coming up. It is October, right? They're right around the corner. You may say, oh my God, that's sickeningly sweet. Wow, these almonds I'm eating are very, very sweet. So are these pistachio nuts. You will notice a sweetness, a natural sweetness in your foods that you never did before. Because that glut of sugar due to a poor diet on your taste buds kind of really takes over. You don't taste the natural sweetness in those roasted Brussels sprouts, in your beautifully roasted vegetables. Now get that beautiful natural sweetness in your food, in your vegetables, your nuts, things like that. And you get to enjoy that kind of natural sweetness, as well as certainly the sweetness in your fruit. Now, if you really have systemic candida, it's best to avoid all fruit, or at the very least, don't eat grapes and bananas and tropical fruits like mango, pineapple. Yes, we like the bromelain in pineapple, but the sugar in there is not your friend right now. Especially if you're having IBS symptoms, that's a lot of fermentation, right? That's that lower abdomen, you know, gas bloating that you complain of when you have irritable bowel or you have candida overgrowth. All that fermentation is exactly what you want to alleviate. Yes, you could have a cup of peppermint tea after your meals. That helps. Peppermint is a great antimicrobial, but you need to clean up your diet. And that, at least for the short term, means no fruit. Grape skins are very yeasty, right? Leftovers are not great either. You don't want leftovers more than a couple of days. Put that in the freezer. So Sandy, it's very individual with regard to the botanicals. I like biocidin, I like candibactin ARBR, I like oil of oregano, I like caprylic acid, I like olive leaf extract as an adjunct to a yeast-free diet. But, you know, it's highly, highly, highly personalized. But in the meantime, you could always follow the bottle directions, take it for a month, 6 weeks, and see what that does for you. I want to remind you, the email for questions and topics, questions@drhoffman.net. That's questions@drhoffman.net. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mudin, registered dietitian nutritionist. I maintain a private practice and see patients regularly. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone and telehealth consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.